Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Today I'd like to welcome to the show Karine Smith. Hi Karine.
Hi, how are you?
Now it's hard to believe that it was almost 10 years ago that Bali was rocked in one of the world's most deadliest terrorist attacks. It's a memory that you live with every day as the events claimed the lives of two of your closest friends and almost your own. You travelled to Bali with your two girlfriends to commemorate that one-year anniversary of your de facto partner's suicide. No one was aware, though, that your intent was also to take your own life in Bali. So take us through, take us back to those days in Bali, those very sad days in Bali.
I guess the time leading up to Bali was the saddest. I was actually only in Bali for a few hours before the blast. The days leading up to flying out to Bali was all, you know, in anticipation of my partner's 12-month anniversary. And I spent the 12 months prior, I guess, as you said before, spiralling into the depths of despair and the depths of depression where there didn't seem to be any logical choice for me other than taking my own life because I couldn't live with the guilt of what I felt I'd done. Because I felt very responsible for him taking his life and I felt that I couldn't live with myself. I couldn't live with what I'd done. I couldn't live with the thoughts that I was having. I couldn't live with what I'd done to his friends and what I'd done to his family and I really didn't feel that I deserved to be here. You know, my intention was to leave a lovely long letter of telling them everybody how much I loved them and explain to them that, you know, I was back in my rightful place with my partner and life, you know, could return to some level of normality.
Mm.
And I really reconciled that everybody would be okay with that. So going to Bali was really the culmination. It was the end step for me because the decision had been made. I'd made peace with it. And his anniversary was the 14th of October. And we flew out to Bali on the 12th of October and arrived at 2 p.m. on the 12th.
Mm. When your friends died in the Bali bomb, did you feel guilty then too?
Unbelievably.
Because surely it would have been easier for you then to perhaps suicide.
You know, it was quite uncanny because I'd gone to Bali to take my own life, but then I found myself in a fight for it because I'd been severely injured. And the doctors had told me that I had a six-hour window and if I wasn't operated on in Bali because my skull had been crushed and was cutting off the blood supply to the brain. And the doctors told me that if I wasn't operated on, I would have a window of 6 hours to live. So I made a decision there and then that I was going to live and I was going to see my family again and I was going to hug them again. And if I died after that, well, all well and good, but I wasn't going to die until I'd seen my family. Now, you know, prior to Bali, I didn't have that perspective. All I had was the perspective of suicide.
Mm.
When I came home and discovered that my two friends had been killed, I now just had to live with the guilt and the responsibility of what I'd done because now I was responsible for losing my partner and two friends.
Mm.
They wouldn't have been in Bali had it not been for me because Jodie only really came to support me. She didn't want me to be on my own during my partner's anniversary.
What has it taken to get you there to forgive yourself?
When I was writing the book, I had the opportunity to relive every moment. So I think the forgiveness came in me realising that if I'd known better, I would have done better.
Mm.
And if things were different, perhaps I would have been different. But it was what it was. So there's a level of acceptance in my forgiveness.
Karine, thank you so much for being on today's show. I know your story will help many listeners out there. It's a fascinating story. I'm so thrilled that you have written a book. The book is called Soul Survivor. It's released in September. For more details, go to mindfood.com. But great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.